Though Clayton was shocked to be offered only $14 a week to play at the Reno Club in Kansas City, he took it because he loved the band's music so much. And Buck was no fool. He knew the band had upcoming gigs in Chicago and New York, and the timing did turn out to prove lucky for him as the Basie band hit it big very soon. Clayton's heard on the band's early signature hits, 1 o'clock Jump, Jumpin' at the Woodside, and here's a little of his solo from Swingin' the Blues. The Basie sound was like no other. They could either blow other orchestras off the bandstand or create dark and subtle moods with new sounds that had never been heard before in music. Basie's most distinctive soloists, saxist Lester Young, Buck Clayton, and trombonist Dickie Wells, were often featured in the 1938 and 39 Basie small bands. The mysterious Dickie's Dream, even though I've heard this 100 times, still gives me chills every time I hear it. Thank you. Good Morning Blues, the Kansas City 7 featuring Buck Clayton. Incidentally, that fine electric guitar work was by the magnificently talented Eddie Durham, who also played trombone and did a lot of the best arranging and writing for the Basie bands. And we heard the sly and mysterious Dickie's Dream, no doubt named for the other Basie trombonist, Dickie Wells.